Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we listen to music from George Michael, learn about some popular shoes for children, and report about a new environmental magazine. Finding new ways to improve the world's environment and fight climate change is becoming an important industry. Going green has become a way to make money. Verdant Magazine is a new publication that wants to be part of the going green market. Barbara Klein has more.
Verdant Magazine says it gives smarter choices for better living. It calls itself a high-end magazine that provides information about environmentally friendly living. The magazine says it is fun while also being informative. It tells its readers about many things, including travel, design, art, and reports about products. The first issue came out in May. Some articles are fun to look at, such as the pictures of environmentally safe objects for the home. These include computer devices covered in carved wood, cloth colored with environmentally safe chemicals, and even art made from recycled materials. One article tells about how to have a garden of plants that does not require a lot of water. The article shows that by using rocks and special plants, people can have outdoor areas that do not waste water. Some stories are serious, such as the article about the future of hydrogen cars. Other articles are more fun, such as one about different uses for chocolate. The next issue of Verdant will come out at the end of August. So far, people have given mixed opinions of the first issue on websites such as treehugger.com. Some people think Verdant is aimed only at rich people who can buy the objects in the articles. Some think the magazine itself is a waste, since it is printed on paper. But others think the magazine offers environmental information in a form that is easy to use. If you want to decide for yourself, visit the magazine's website at verdantmag.com.
One of the most popular activities among children in the United States this summer involves a costly pair of shoes. But adults are warning about the possible dangers of the shoes with wheels, known as heelys. Faith Lapidus explains.
Heelys are shoes that can roll. They are sports shoes with a wheel in the heel. The wheels can be easily removed from the shoes, so a person wearing them can either walk or ride. Heelys are sold in at least 50 countries around the world. They cost between $50 and $100. They were first sold in the United States in 2000. Heelys Incorporated is one of the fastest-growing businesses in the United States. Reports say the company has produced more than 10 million pairs of shoes, and it had almost $200 million in sales last year. Roger Adams invented Heelys because he wanted to be able to roller skate without changing his shoes. He invented a shoe that could roll if the wearer moved the weight of his body toward the back. Doctors, however, say wearing heelys can be dangerous. One doctor told a newspaper in the state of Iowa that the shoes would be safer if the wheels were in the front of the shoe instead of the back. He said a person's natural balance is to the front of the foot, not the back. One medical study last month in the journal Pediatrics warned of the possible dangers of wearing heelys. It said doctors at a hospital in Dublin, Ireland, reported treating 67 children for injuries over a 10-week period last summer. Doctors in Singapore reported that 37 children were treated for injuries during 7 months in 2004. Most of the injuries reported involved broken hands, arms, and ankles, and cracked heads. The children were not wearing any kind of protective equipment when they fell. The Heelys company recently released the result of a study it had requested. The study found that rolling on Heelys is safer than roller skating, skateboarding, or riding scooters. Still, the company and many doctors suggest that children wear protective equipment on their heads, arms, and legs. But children say they do not like to do this. Many say they expect to fall while learning to use Heelys, and they just get up and try again.
Perfection. Like no other.
Flawless. Absolutely flawless.
Our listener question this week comes from Iran. Saeed Majidi wants to know about George Michael and his famous song, Careless Whisper. George Michael is one of the world's most successful male recording artists. He has sold more than 80 million records around the world. George Michael was born Yurios Kyriakos Panayiotou in London in 1963. His father was from the Greek side of the island of Cyprus and changed his name to Jack Panos when he moved to England. George Michael and his high school friend, Andrew Ridgely, formed the music band Wham in 1981. They released two albums, Fantastic and Make It Big. The song Careless Whisper came out in 1984. George Michael wrote it when he was only 17 years old. Careless Whisper became one of the most popular songs of the 1980s.
Oh,
In 1986, the members of Wham broke up, but George Michael continued to write and sing hit songs. The next year, he released the album Faith. It earned him many awards. They include a Grammy Award for Best Album and two American Music Awards for Favorite Male Vocalist. Here, George Michael sings the title song, Faith.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Michael has always been politically and socially active. He has given earnings from songs and concerts to organizations that deal with AIDS and children's health. This summer, he has been performing more than 30 concerts all over Europe. The 25 Live Tour is celebrating his first 25 years in music. The tour will end next month.
Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. We'd hurt each other with the things we want to say. We could have been so good together. We could have lived this dance forever. But now who's gonna dance with me? Please stay.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Demange and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.